The very beginning. From trying to peeing on a stick. Mummy IQ. What you'll be figuring out this month. The best and worst tricks for getting pregnant. When to see a pro. How to know you're pregnant without consulting a Ouija board. The at-home test. Newsflash. Coffee doesn't count as breakfast. Pills to pop and what to stop. I have rights, don't I? Figuring out maternity leave. Hunting for doctors. What's a tribe? Murmurs from the man cave. I've pretty much covered the gamut when it comes to getting pregnant. I've had one too many martinis, fallen into bed with my husband, and gotten pregnant. I've taken a full regime of fertility medications and had to undergo IVF, in vitro fertilization, for those of you newbies out there. I've had an ectopic pregnancy and fallopian tube removal. And finally, I've gotten pregnant when no one said it was possible. There are so many ways to create a baby. And the truth is that it simply won't matter which one got you there once you've got a thriving baby sleeping in your arms. The moment you decide to become a mom, you're forced to grow up a little. You're preparing for the most selfless time of your life because no decision made in parenting should be self-indulgent. Suddenly you're faced with hundreds of decisions, big and small, that will affect you, your family, and the little one who will soon look to you for everything. Don't panic. I'm here to help with all of that and to give you the information you need to make the best choices for you and your family every step of the way. So whether you're still trying to get pregnant, the old-fashioned way, or any other way, for that matter, or have just found out you're expecting, take a minute now to think about how amazing this whole journey will be. And also try to realize and learn to be okay with the idea that many things will be out of your hands. As much as you research and plan, make choices and prepare, you just can't control the how or why or when of every aspect of your pregnancy. That's it.